And now, from clunker cars to nice homes. The housing market may be in the midst of a slump, but there's one part of it that's still going strong. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Renee Gattel reports.
Charlie Cork's building his dream home, all 8,200 square feet of it. We're standing in his future backyard, wedged between the 13th and 18th fairways of a golf course.
And it's an acre and a half lot, but when you stand out in the back, all the homes are built that are going to be built. So it looks like a 20-acre lot, and we've got 10 acres of manicured grass, so we don't have to mow a blade of it.
Welcome to Scottsdale, Arizona's True North, a luxury community where those manicured acres of golf links stand out against the cactus-studded Sonoran Desert. Cork's home's going to be in what he calls an old-world European style. Lots of stonework and two turrets, sort of like a castle. It'll also have a wine cellar, an elevator, and a separate guest house.
It's coming out pretty good. We're pretty excited about it.
Cork's in the luxury home building business, and he's upgrading his own home. His current 6,500-square-foot mansion, two doors down, is on the market for $3 million. To put this in perspective, the average home in the Phoenix area goes for about $260,000. Cork's real estate agent, Evan Katz, says in the past decade, the luxury housing market here has exploded.
If you had come to me 5 to 6 years ago and said, I want to find a home above $5 million, maybe I'd find five available, if that. Today, there could be 80.
Across the country, in places like Las Vegas, Southern California, and Phoenix, the mid-range market may be in a slump, but the high end's doing just fine. In L.A., the value of the average luxury home was at more than 3.5% last quarter, to $2.44 million.
Luxury market is still what we call a silver lining in this kind of turbulent market.
Jim Remley is the president of the Luxury Home Council, a group of more than 1,000 real estate agents specializing in luxury homes. He says what qualifies as a luxury home varies from city to city. But broadly, he says it's a house worth at least twice the average sales price in a given market. Remley says over the past few years, as housing prices rose, a lot of average home buyers were priced out. High-end buyers were not.
The luxury home market is not dictated by what the average Joe and Jane can buy. It's dictated by what the average high-level executive or entrepreneur can buy. And as the stock market and the business environment in general does well, these people can afford more and more and more.
Then there's the simple fact that more Americans have more money. According to the research firm TNS, there are now 9.3 million millionaires, a record high. And so long as Phoenix remains a popular place to retire and prices stay lower than in New York or California, business will remain strong for Charlie Cork and his agent.
Whatever works for
back in True North, tucked between the 13th and 18th fairways, Cork says he knows he's fortunate to be able to live in such a lovely and large home.
Yes. I'm not sure what I've done to deserve that fortune, but yes, I'm blessed.
The view from his lot is stunning. The only drawback might be the occasional errant golf ball flying through a window. But Cork says he's accounted for that, and the very expensive glass he's installing is heavy enough to withstand any stray shots. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel in Phoenix.